And let's go for our silver run. And so everybody have their agenda out and hopefully ready to have given some thought, a little bit of thought to what you're going to say about these things. I know it's kind of a last minute for you, but by next week you'll really be pros and have lots to talk about. So let's go. We're going to go right down the page here. I'm going to put us on presentation mode, so we hope our three leaders are all on presentation mode and our people who are actively running for silver. And some of you guys, if you think you, before I do this, if you think that just because you had a bad week, you're not still running for silver, but you started out here on this last week, this list last week, you put yourselves back on talking mode and let's talk about it. This is the middle of the month and a lot of people may have a little down, but you're going to end up up. So please call on the host code if you're one of our runners. So there.
Ruth?
Yes?
I don't have the host code. This is Mary.
Oh, Mary. I'll send it to you just right now.
I don't have access to email right now.
Did you have... Oh, you're not close to email?
No.
Ruth, could we just have everybody star six themselves, and then as if they want to talk, they can star six back in?
That would be fine. If you guys want to do that, just star six. Let's try it.
Okay.
So but Mary Sankey has to be on host here.
Okay, this prank I made it, so I'll star six.
Okay, great.
Just Blaney's on too, I'll star six.
Great, okay. That was a lot of beats.
Yeah, I didn't know we had that many here. That's exciting. Woo!
Hey, Jeannie's listening in again, too.
Hey,
hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
All right. And do you have your people who are running? Are getting ready to run? Are they on the call? Any of them yet?
I just emailed Pat. She's the one that this week said, I really would love to do it this month. So I just opened my email and saw this and went, uh-oh. So I wasn't on last week, so.
Yeah, I missed you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Thank you, Jeannie. And so good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Silver Run, July of 08, and welcome to you who are running in July of 08. Welcome to you who are getting ready to run in August or September, because this is just going to keep happening, and by the time we get down another quarter, there will be a number of you, I believe, who will be gold, because you'll keep bringing people on here to start listening as they get their tools and everything to start listening, and we'll just do it every month. And I have such exciting assistants and team members, team leaders here with Mary Lou Raridan, Diamond, from the state of Washington. Mary Lou, want to say a hi?
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Anything else?
Well, no, I'm pretty excited. This is a great month to be getting going.
That's true. All right.
You know,
and Mary, go ahead, Mary Lou.
Well, and just, you know, like you said earlier, so if things, you know, you were a little discouraged this month, this week, that's okay. Just pick yourself up, give yourself a hug, and keep running.
It always looks like that in the middle.
Right. Middle muddle.
There you go. You know, and so now we have Mary Bernard, President's Club member, and one of my favorite downline from Minnesota. This is Working Hard Mary Bernard.
Well,
hey,
hi there. And Ruth, we're going to keep you very busy.
All right.
Every month.
Hey.
And you'll hear from some dynamite people on my team. And I mentioned this last time, but I can't stress this enough, the importance of staying in touch with your people, because you never know when the time will be right. And Jay, who should be on the call.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Hi.
And Jay joined NECAN about 4 years ago and talked to Dennis and didn't realize who he was talking to. Well, I stayed in touch with Jay because he always was willing to talk to me and, you know, just kind of shoot the breeze. And we just stayed connected, and when I called him in February, he was ready to look. So you know, stay in touch with those the stars, and you know that you know someday will do something. And I knew Jay had it in him. It just was not the right timing. So Jay joined, and he found Blanche, and I'll leave the rest up to Blanche. She'll tell you where she's at today. So
okay, we're going to go down the list now, and so thank you, Mary. And I enjoy having these leaders on with me because we can kind of banter back and forth, and we want to have a good time. And I find that that works better when we have a couple of leaders. And then now we want to hear from our stars as we go along. First thing I'm going to cover, though, we're going to cover each week is just read what we've got here on our Silver Run agenda that I sent out. So this will be similar each week. And I want you to remember that all subjects we cover are going to be 100% positive. Sometimes we might be positive we have a problem, but we will turn lemons into lemonade, and that's how we will make everything be positive. And we do not want to be hearing a bunch of big problems on this call. It's not the place for it. So if you've got a problem that needs to be covered, first you call your coach, and you talk about it with them on an individual call. Whenever you have a problem, you always air it individually with your upline leader. And so that's just a rule of business. And then if needed, the coach will contact the leader, and if it applies to more people, we will discuss it. If it doesn't, then you'll just have an individual time with your coach. So that's number one thing. Leaders, Mary and Mary Lou, if you have something to add that's not I have not covered, then I would be glad to have you tell me or add it. Remember, that this remember thing is if you're working with a coach and a team, that's just something I sent out in the letter primarily to help the people who are working with their team to keep their team. I don't want them popping over here. They can just, because we haven't got that much room for more than 6 or 9 at a time to be active. Okay, so each week is our plan right now. Our plans are always open to adjustment, and we may do that. Each week we will have a report, and you're going to be using your individual report of Access Success that I sent you before to keep track of your activities, setting your goal to control, or whatever you have that works for you to keep track of those activities and those results. And so then we're not going to just go right down the roll and ask what everybody did. You're going to discover that with your coach during the week, and your but then we are going to use that as we discuss the things that I have here, and hopefully you've had time to read them. They will be preparation, action, results, your mindset, and your silver run. Those are the things that we'll cover every time. Possibly we won't be covering preparation every week, because by once you get prepared, you're going to be prepared. But you'll be preparing each week about with whom you're talking to. So let's do that part right now. Let's go ahead and start right in here with preparation. And the question here, when the questions are asked, we're not going to go down the list, and so we want you to speak up in this discussion about what you have experienced. Now, this is I want to have the people who are were on the call last week and who have sent in their commitment and who have their tools ready and who are doing the 3 to 5, who have already stated that they are running for silver in July, those are the people who are going to be speaking up. Those of you who haven't done those things yet, you are going to be listening, and you should stay on star 6, and others should be open so that you're ready to talk. Otherwise, you'll be like I am sometime and start talking and be muted. So would our active group please star 6 to unmute the silver runners for July. Must be already unmuted. Good. All right. So now then, we talked about being prepared last time, and maybe everybody was 100% prepared. Maybe you increased some people in your 100 name list. Maybe you got some more of your products. We don't need to have any of the details. Couple of questions in being prepared. How did you manage your time to allow for more business building time? Being prepared is having your calendar, you know where your calendar open slots are. You put down everything else in the calendar, how are you giving Nikan some prime time? Anyone any improvement there? Sure, Mary.
Yeah. As far as working with my calendar and knowing my empty time, my free time to work on Nikan, I have been trying to work every day a little bit for at least 1 or 2 hours and meeting new people when I go out. So I usually go out every day or making phone calls when in that time. And, yeah. It has room for improvement, but I started working on it last week.
Great. Now, Mary, mm-hmm. You are rerunning for silver. You have
Yes.
silver recently, and we're going to want to talk to you when we get down into the mindset part, because I'm very excited about how you decided to do that. Have chosen when to call people, and I bet you didn't choose 6 o'clock in the morning, and I bet you did some of the things that had to be done during some of the times when it probably wasn't a good time so that you could have the best calling time to be doing the calling. Did you do that?
Most of the people that, if I just go out and meet people and work during that time, but a lot of my contacts do have jobs, and so either on lunchtime on their cell or in the evenings, not too late though,
okay.
Or too early. I usually try and make time for that between 7 and 8, 6:30 to 8.
Okay. So now anyone, how do you make sure what's a good time for them? What has been in some experiences you've had, or what is your plan?
Well, asking them what time is probably the best thing to do, but, I think asking them.
Really ask them what time is best, and that's an important question to ask right up in the beginning, one of the very beginning conversations, and I hope you'll notice, I'm not sure, I noticed that I didn't put it on one of the communication records. It's supposed to have best time on it, and I have to check and see if it does or doesn't. But if it doesn't, write best time on yours, and then always put the best time to call down so you know when it's best to be calling them. Okay, anybody else have anything else to say about their preparedness? Maybe what they learned about being prepared, presentation practice. What are you doing to be ready to present or to talk on the phone? Anything else?
This is Jean McNeil.
Okay, Jean.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. I've had to get into practice of actually getting a bag of stuff together so that I'm prepared when I leave the house, because otherwise I just don't do it. It's out of sight, out of mind. So that's what I had to do, was get a few CDs together and just be ready when I do walk out the door.
Jean, that's exactly the type of thing I like to have shared. I think that's really important.
Good.
Yeah, that's a key factor. And so one of the things you guys are running for silver already are doing here is you're helping us to train these people and your people that you probably will have listening in. We're helping them to get the ideas of what it takes to be ready to run for silver. And that is a key factor. So good. Anybody else have an idea that they want to share? Okay. Let's go on to action. Now then, we're going to be referring to kind of your individual report. You've done your 3 to 5 presentations, and so I'd like to have each of you report, say your name. Say how many you did and what kind they were. Were they WebEx? Were they three ways? Were they take them to a wellness preview? And then tell how your calls went or how your presentation went. What did you learn in this area? So let's go. Shall I call on you? I'll just call on you. Jay.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, one thing that Blanche and I did was we actually attended Humans Being More over the weekend in Irvine, so we got a chance to go to corporate headquarters. But we still took advantage of the time, and we actually met with some of our old colleagues in Southern California and did some face-to-face presentations. And we even did a presentation back on the airplane on the way back. We were sitting next to a young lady, and we were talking to her, and we learned a lot of really good things at the training. Even we did a lot of role-playing, so we got a chance to practice, you know, our approach and speaking to people and things to say. Mm-hmm. So it was great, and then we got a chance to put it into action at the airport and on the airplane on the way back home.
That's right, and she.
It was really cool. We made sure we didn't throw up on this one young lady. Mm-hmm. You know, we were just kind of piquing her interest a little bit, asking her what she liked about her job and what she didn't like, and talking about time and time versus money and balance and all that. So.
Okay, great. Jay. Thank you, Blanche. Okay. What would you add there, and how many presentations do you think you have?
Last week, everyone at the hotel, the shuttle driver, we were talking to everybody.
Are we talking about contact gathering,
uh-huh.
or are we talking about, so you might tell me how many contacts you gathered, but contact is different from having a presentation.
Okay. Last week, personally, I talked to three people.
Now, was that a new contact, or was that a presentation?
It was a presentation about Nikan.
Okay.
So these were people that I've talked to in the past, probably in the past couple of months, and I just had the opportunity to sit down and talk to them about Nikan as, you know, about the products and the business itself.
Awesome.
So, it was very good. My week was cut short because of, the Humans Being More training.
Mm-hmm.
But this week we'll be doing a lot of follow-up, of follow-up with those people. Yep.
Okay, so then the other thing is, how did it go? You have some results.
Yes.
You have the presentation, but what about the results?
The results, all three of them, I have to share the story real quick because this actually happened last week. I went to my accountant's office, and so I joined Nikan, and I'm very excited about it. And, I told him, I said, do you want to get healthy? You know, do you want to make some residual income? The approach was very informal because I've known this guy for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was after was his database because he had 3,000 clients in his database. So...
that's a pretty good list.
Victory at the end of the meeting. He didn't sign up, but he made a commitment to sign up in the next couple of weeks. He had a couple of debts in the family and, a dear friend. But I have that list on my desk as we speak, 3,000 of names.
Oh, wow.
My approach is a little bit outside of the box, and I was telling Jay about this. Action. Every person that I speak to, that was number one, the accountant. So, how do I explain this? It's a win-win situation because if the client becomes self-employed, then they'll have to itemize their taxes. So the accountant, the CPA, what will happen is instead of charging them the regular $100 for a W-2 employee,
mm-hmm.
then he would make more money because these people are, quote-unquote, self-employed. Yes, that was my approach. I said, Art, you'll make more money if these people become self-employed and you'll have to look at receipts and all that. So he goes, I like that. I like that very much. So,
good idea, Blanche.
Yeah, well, that was one. So, even though I didn't sign up anybody last week, I advanced myself, 3,000 people later.
3,000 people to go, wow.
That's right.
That is awesome, and thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
okay.
You're welcome.
now then. And so those people are still in the hopper, and that you, there's the three that you did do, and we'll be hearing about them later, I am sure.
Yes.
All right. Now, I want to jump back to Jay first before I go on to ask Jay now, since you've got somebody who is first level to you on the call, we need to ask you for your presentation separate from those of Blanche.
Okay. So, yeah, last week I actually did four presentations, and they were all face-to-face.
All right.
And as far as results go, I did not sign up. I didn't get anybody to sign up, but they were positive, and at least I didn't get turned down. You know, it wasn't a no.
That means yes, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. So I just have to follow up with them. And we were gone over the weekend, so I got back late last night, but definitely be talking to them in the next couple of days. So.
Okay, great. Mary, Bernard, you have anything to add for your team here?
Well, I have to say that I am so proud of them. They are getting off to such a good start. Because, you know what, as we always said, we used to throw up on people. They're not doing that, so they're not turning people away as quickly as I did. I mean, I used to do one-hour presentations, you know, people fell asleep on the phone, you know. And what I did is I learned to keep my mouth shut and ask questions. And I started, when I started changing my habits and talking to people, before I went on a presentation, I would have a talk with myself. I would have a talk with myself until I got there that I was going to listen. And it's totally changed everything in my business. And so when I went to see Jay and Blanche in California in June, that is the biggest emphasis that I made when we, you know, we went through some important things as far as how to present to people. But so, you know, I'm so proud when you know, as they're talking, they're doing it the right way, and they're going to have great success, and I am so proud of them.
That makes it so much easier, too. That duplication happens when you do that. That's good. Thank you, Mary. Mary Lou, you have several people here on the call that are in your organization, so would you like to go over the action results with your people?
Oh, I would love to.
Go for it.
I would love to. Okay, well, let's go ahead and start with Jean McNeil because she's already spoken up, and good job, Jean, getting organized and having those CDs with you all the time. So how many presentations did you do this week? I know you've got your sheet there. And what kind were they, and what have you got set for next week?
Right now I made 5 contacts this week and had 2 presentations. They were face-to-face presentations. And they're in process. They're very positive to the products, not so much the business, but the products. But as we know, a lot of that can turn, too. So, and then that was this week. And then for next week, we've got to start making calls and get people going through the process. And the other thing is my daughter signed on, and I think I haven't cleared this with her yet, but I think I'm going to try to talk her into doing a 21 with me.
Okay, 21 Club with your daughter, and from what I understand, she's already giving you names of she's talking to people herself, correct?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Okay, and let me see, you did 2 face-to-face, but did you say 5 contacts, or were those all 5 presentations?
No, there were 5 contacts and then 2 presentations.
Okay, so you're going to want to kick that up a bit, I think, aren't you, for this next week? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so what is your goal for this next week, that 21 Club?
You know, I don't know yet. That's what I'm trying to work on right now, is to find out if Megan's schedule and my schedule will go together for that.
Okay. Okay, and then how did it work out with your 2 face-to-face? Oh, you said they're interested mainly in products, so did they purchase some and they're starting to use them?
They have not purchased yet. They're still looking over the material we gave them, and we're in contact with them about that.
Okay. Well, great. And the other thing that, you know, we always want to remind everybody, make sure we keep that follow-up, you know, keep it moving right along so that they're not going more than 24 to 48 hours.
okay without you getting something else in their hand, a tape, a, you know, I love, if people are interested in products, I love to be giving them some testimonial tapes and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, did you get any people sponsored this week?
No.
Okay, but I do know that you've got at least one new senior so
right.
far this month.
Like I said, we signed our daughter up last week, and okay. she is a senior. And
okay.
then we're close to one more senior. We're within 500 points for another senior.
Okay, good job. Okay, Bruce, what else did you want me to ask Jean, and then I'll move on here.
That sounds good for Jean. Good job, Jean.
Thank you.
Yes, very good job. Okay, so then next we've got Tawny Midgarden here.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Tawny.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can.
I did 3 presentations last week. I did 2 of them were first looked, and then the other one was at home with a coworker, and so we went through the business presentation, and I showed her my wellness home. And she is, I gave her, followed up with her with beautiful compensation, and I'd like to get her on a call with probably you, Mary Lou, because she loves that it's health products. She has a little trouble seeing exactly, I think, what network marketing is and how the products move and how you get paid. So I think she needs some clarification about that, and time is a big issue for her. So I don't know if she's going to sign up this month or not, and she's saying that next month her kids are going out of town, so she'll have more time then. So it could possibly be then. But I'm excited for her because she knows a lot of people and knows people who know a lot of people. So, and my other two, one of them turned out, first thing, no, I don't want to sell. And then I just had read Listening for Success, and I had vaguely that it came back to me about how to, you know, ask more questions around what their feelings are about selling. And so it turned from a no, I don't want to sell into, well, I'll look at this again when my kids are older. She has teenagers who are almost gone. So that was good. So, and she's a patient, so I'll be contacting her, you know, over the years. And then my third one was a no, that she knew people in NECAN, but was really interesting about it is that she said that the conversation that we had made her feel empowered and made her feel like she was good. And so that was very, I mean, that just really showed me how powerful it is when you listen to somebody and ask questions about them.
Wow. That's good.
So,
that's
okay.
good. Very good, Tawny.
So I was at the dental convention last week, and I have, like, 5 contacts to follow up on this week. So my plan for this week is 2 more presentations, and I have other people that I've tried to get a hold of that couldn't get a hold of this weekend. So that's my plan. I didn't sponsor anyone yet.
Okay. 3 presentations already, and you're going to get a minimum of 3 presentations.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to Humans Being More this weekend.
Yeah, you and your husband will both be at Humans Being More. Okay. And also there's going to be a pretty awesome wellness preview the night before with Larry Prophet, Dennis Williams, and a lot of leaders. So that would be a good place for any of you people in the Seattle area to funnel your people into that preview as well.
Yeah, and there's Jerry White's going to be up in Everett on Thursday night doing the wellness preview too.
Okay, great. Okay, good job, Tawny. And you already have said you're just going to kick it up a notch here. Good job. Okay, Ruth, I didn't get to contact the rest of my people to find out how many people they had, so maybe I could just ask.
Who else is on? Who else from the team is on that is in the Raritan downline? Karen Louise not here tonight?
Lainey's on here.
Okay,
I'm working
Lainey.
With Jean.
Yeah, Lainey's there working with Jean. Is Karen Louise here? I know I left her a message.
She was planning to be on the call. I talked to her earlier today.
Okay. And how about the
maybe
first?
She needs a star 6.
Okay.
Oh, there was
there
a noise.
Somebody did star 6. Is that you, Karen Louise? Okay, how about Berg?
Okay.
and I know Evelyn is working real hard to develop a silver, but I don't know if her member, her silver is on the call, her gopher silver.
Evelyn, Gwen, are you here? Okay, let's go ahead, Mary Lou.
Okay.
Is Angelique here?
Hi.
Hi, Angelique.
Hi.
Now,
I'm
you're
from,
a... you're...
From Melbourne, Florida.
From Melbourne, Florida. And Roger's down there a long way.
Right. Five contacts.
How's your week?
Pretty good. I made five contacts this week, and I got one of my contacts to go on to Dennis's WebEx tonight. And so I'll follow up with him tomorrow and find out, you know, what he thought. And my plan for next week is we're going to do a 21 water club next week. Or starting Friday night, I think. Starting Friday
you,
or Saturday.
You and Jerry?
Me and Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be exciting to hear about.
Yes, I'm excited about it, too.
All right. So that's your main plan for this next week. You got your people all called up and all that kind of stuff?
Well, actually, I'm having a home party of a certain kind of home party this week,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to start it up on that night. I have a whole bunch of guests coming over for a party.
Oh, all right. Oh, that'll work. Okay. Do you have anything else to add? Any of these actions?
No, just a lot of wonderful.
Hmm?
Just a lot of wonderful ideas and tips. I've only been joined since May, so I am an executive. And so, anyways, I'm still in learning curve, but I'm getting a lot of good information out of this.
Okay, great. So, all right, well, a water club should really help you run for silver. And especially if you have anyone, as you go along, if you can get some other people to start getting people that want to have a water club and just start their own. And so they just kind of add on and add on. That would be a good way to have it happen.
Okay.
All right. So I'd like to talk with Mary Stanky. Are you there, Mary? Star 6.
I'm here.
Okay.
I had to unmute.
You're right. All right. So how was your week, Mary?
It was good. It was
Number of contacts, number of presentations, anyway.
I made two new contacts, and one of those contacts, I gave her the Beautiful Compensation CD, and she was going to watch that.
They're eating me.
And can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And then I gave three total presentations. Two of them were to the same lady. One was the first, I'm considering the ADHD CD that I gave her, which she watched, and then I had a face-to-face with her on Wednesday, and she is definitely interested, I think, more in the product, but the girl I gave the Beautiful Compensation to is definitely interested in the business, and she knows a lot of people, and she has a great attitude, so I'm excited about working with her.
Where is she, Mary?
She's in Darrington, young mother.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
And she stays at home, so she has time.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad has used Mekin products and for his arthritis and gotten a lot of help. So she knows they work, the products work.
Oh, that always
helps. Yeah. And so my week was short up in Washington because I had a trip planned down to L.A. to visit family, and then I was also at the Human Being More training in Irvine, and it was great. I'm really excited about next weekend in Seattle, too. It's going to be awesome. So that was really good.
Okay, and what's your goal for this week?
My goal for this week is to talk with five people a day, and either follow up or either with the contacts that I already have or making new, and then to follow up with the people who are interested within 24 to 48 hours. And so I realized that I need to be following up a lot sooner than I have previously been doing, so I'm going to start doing that this week. And let's see. Oh, I'm also going to invite contacts to the wellness preview. I had thought I'm going to go to the one in Everett with Jerry White, and I think three people, I think I'll have three guests there with me. So I'm excited about finally bringing guests to the wellness preview.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. What I have here. Start asking more questions. I'm going to start asking more questions. And yeah. I'm in L.A. until Wednesday, so my week up in Washington is short.
All right. Well, Mary, I want to just go ahead and move right into the mindset with you, part of the outline that we have here. The mindset, I think, is the very, very most important thing that we have, and the most important one of these, because the mindset that you have is what determines the rate of your success. And so what do I mean by mindset? That is the how hot the fire is that you have and the value of what we have. It always comes to mind that when we saw Nikan, we had already the background in network marketing. So when we saw that we had components of amazing products that got rid of pain, and that we had amazing income, and we had the timing of this business, and we had what else do we have? The products and the opportunity to make a difference. And what am I forgetting, Mary Lou?
It's at the company.
Amazing products. We couldn't even believe it. And the income, the timing,
and the company.
And the company, which is what we went there to find out. The company that is solid. You have to have those four components. And these days, I think you also have to have an opportunity to make a difference. That a person can make a difference with this, because so many good people that we want to have want to do that, and so we've got it all. And if we realize the degree and the uniqueness of this, the more we realize it, the more we realize that we've got something nobody else has. And the more you realize that, the stronger your mindset, and the more excited you are about it. And I talk a little bit toward the end. It's sort of like you know that you got a tiger by the tail, and that's really and that is just going to be, everybody is going to want to have that kind of excitement in their life. And then I was telling Mary Lou about it. She said, "You told me you had a
that laid golden eggs."
That laid golden eggs. Matter of fact, when we started, I made a flip chart. Because I thought everybody knew about fairy tales and I read all the time when I was a child, and I loved the story about the golden goose, and so I thought everybody could have a golden goose with Nikan because that laid the golden eggs, and I wanted everybody to have one, and so I made a picture that this is what you can have with Nikan, and so having that visual was pretty strong, and you need to have the visuals of why you want to do Nikan, and you know what it will do for you to make silver. We'll talk about that a little bit. But just having such a strong mindset, I want to talk to Mary about that first. Mary Stanke here from Washington State was already we knew Mary's family, the Martins, since she was a little girl in Yakima, and so she'd been around network marketing. And maybe that's why she had finally realized, when she really took a look at Nikan, had such a strong mindset. And then she had such a gentle manner about her, combined with that strong mindset. And but what I saw from the outside, from what she was telling me, that she went to people and she had in her mind what she had, and she had in her mind all the positive aspects of who she was talking to, so that she could tell them what she had that was exciting, and then she sound like she would do that, told what was so exciting, and then she would tell why they would be so good at it. That's what I heard Mary. Now tell us back how accurate I am with what your mindset was, because you made silver with such a few people. They all made executive, and you don't have very many people, but you certainly got the job done.
Mhm. Well, no, I think you did a pretty good job. I guess I don't keep all that much inside.
You know, listening to people, and it takes listening to people, because you knew these people, but you had been listening to them. You knew what they wanted from it for their life. You knew that about them. That's why a warm market works so well. You don't have to ask as many questions. You already know that. And the same thing happened when I was talking to people. I knew what they wanted, and no matter what they said to me, I still knew what they wanted. And so I just, they may have said, I'm not doing this, but I didn't believe them at all or listen to them. I don't know. And that's because of the mindset. The other thing in the mindset, if you have this really positive mindset, when you go to the store or wherever you're going, it's like, you know, we've got something, we've got a secret, and I've got a secret, and I don't go around thinking that. I'm just happy because we have something that is so valuable for everybody. I have the most valuable gift to offer people. And sometimes even when I'm determined, I have not got time to talk to somebody, they just come right up and start talking to me. It's crazy. Has that happened to anyone else? What do you have to say about mindset? We'll give this a couple of minutes. Everybody
really
talk at once.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I at the Human Seeing More this weekend, it just was ingrained in me again about the intention plus mechanism equals mm-hmm. results, and mm-hmm. that you have to have 100% intention to get results. And mm-hmm. the mechanism doesn't matter. As long as you have the mindset, you try one mechanism. It may work with some people, but with others it doesn't. And so you just keep trying different mechanisms with different people until you get one that they understand. And it, for me, it just, I have to determine the intention, and whoever I'm dealing with determines and chooses the mechanism that works for them, and it's my job to just find the right tool and mechanism. So 100% attitude, and just making the decision to do it has really strengthened, you know, my mindset a lot.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's just exactly right, Mary. Somebody who has a child, star six. Mary, this next week, tell me something that you're planning to, one of your goals, and what your mindset is about it.
Let's see, one of my goals for this week is to call Tom Francis for this month. I am going to call the people on my list that have told me they want specific products or that they're interested in certain products, and focus on calling at least 5 people a day. And I have 27 people on my list that have told me that. And today I just added up 5 of the people, the things that they want, and it's $5,600. So I need to, I'm going to be focusing on that, and my mindset is to emphasize that it's not just about the product, but about learning balance between your family time and your work time and money and health, about the balance, and invite those people to attend a preview this week. So quite a few of them are up in the Seattle area. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Great. Mary Lou and Larry are doing one in SeaTac tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. I will have to keep that in mind.
All right. That was good, Mary. Does anyone else want to add anything about that really quickly?
Hey, Ruth, this is Jay again.
Okay, Jay.
You know, I just wanted to say I got a chance to go to Human Seeing More, and I did a life cycle chart for the first time, And it was just, it's crazy how simple that is, but I would have never thought of it. And we actually did one there, and it really made me think about what my, you know, my mindset and what I wanted to accomplish through NECAN. I actually came home today and did another one because I didn't have all the right magazines or the stuff I really wanted that I was thinking about. So I just wanted to say, you know, my mindset, you know, I'm real clear now on my goals and what I'm trying to do because I just made another one today. So I've got the things that I really, really want and, you know, what I want to do and what I want to achieve. So I'm fired up. My mindset, my mind is very clear.
Awesome. That's great. Okay. Boy, having those pictures makes so much difference. And especially, I think it is even stronger when you draw the pictures. I don't know that they drew them this last time, but we drew them when I've been there before, and drawing them seemed to be even a stronger for a percentage of having them happen. And so you can do both. I certainly recommend doing both because I think that there's angels behind us, and they see what you make a picture of or draw, and they go and help you open the doors that get you there, as long as you stay 100% positive and know that it is going to happen.
I agree.
All right.
Can I add something real quick?
Okay.
I was at the Human Seymour this last weekend, too, and I got one of the things I put on there today.
Oh, what was that?
What was it?
Yeah. Or do you want to share that?
Yeah.
Okay. What was it?
I didn't hear. Oh, I had put on my life cycle chart that I wanted an orchid plant, and then my aunt's husband today offered one to me. So he had no idea, and he's standing right here listening to this story, so it was great. He had no idea that I just put that on my plan Saturday, that I wanted one.
Well,
so
that a little
special.
Test? That is strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what we're talking about. It is strange. Yeah, just watch out what you put on there because you're getting it.
I put a picture of a white one on there, and it's a white flower. So, yeah.
There you go. All right, let's move on. You guys make your goals and write them up and for this week. And also for your volume for the month, be sure that you have that written up somewhere. And now then, let's talk about, as we go along here, where did I put this? The mindset, we mentioned a few times, Mary Lou and I did, about the fact that sometimes in the middle of the month, the silver run, here we go. The silver run is the last part. The progress that you make in your month on your silver run is kind of like a garden. And at the beginning, and well, before even getting ready to silver run, when you all you guys that are on here, you're planting seeds, and you're getting some people sponsored. Because if you get some people sponsored, then they'll probably be wanting to build up and get ready as well, and be sponsoring some people, so that your silver run will be really smooth. And some of your seeds that you plant will be already growing. But you know, when you plant the seeds, sometimes it's a week, it's 2 weeks, or sometimes longer before you ever see anything. And that's how it is during the month, that in the middle of the month, and sometimes it just feels like nothing is happening. You're not getting any results. Well, that's because you're planting the seeds, and because you're supposed to be watering them and fertilizing. That's called follow-up. And you keep doing this and setting up and planting more seeds and setting up your 21 clubs and setting up your in-homes, my favorite. So that then at the end of the month, guess what time it is then? It's harvest time. It's time to pick the fruit. And so one of the things you do is look in and see who's almost to a new level, and then really encourage people to get up to a new level and to help the people above them make the next level as well. And sometimes your coach will call down and say, hey, we're trying to help them. Tawny or Jay or Angelique or whomever reached their silver this month, and so I wanted to see if you'd like to help do that. You can help them and help yourself at the same time and get up to a new level, so that from now on you'll be making some money every time somebody in your group or you or somebody in your group orders the products, and sometimes they'll go senior or whatever. And that works really well if you have a coach that does that calling for you. So at the end of the month, more products are purchased in the last 3 days, and particularly in the last day of the month, than I don't know, as many as there are the rest of the whole month, practically, especially as we get this going, and it gets crazy. Boy, that last day of the month, it is amazing. You know, I think when Frank and Barb, Frank is on here listening, I think when they made silver, they did about two-thirds or more of their volume in the last 2 days of the month. So that's how it can happen. So don't give up in the middle of the month. You just keep out there watering, fertilizing, planting more and more seeds. Okay? Mary Lou, Mary, anything quick?
You know, I would just like to mention one thing that Jay mentioned to me today, and was about writing goals, you know. We have them in our head, but it's another thing to write them and how powerful it is and what a connection you make when you put it down on paper. And we talked about writing goals and putting them in your wallet, on your mirror, in your car, wherever you look, you know, to be constantly reminded. And Jay mentioned today how powerful that was to actually write the goals down. Jay, you might want to add something to that.
That's a good point.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, before, I'd always make lists. I'd write stuff down, go to the dentist at 4, you know, Tuesday, have to do this. And then they were just saying, at the training, people will make lists and write all that down, but they won't write their goals down. And that was kind of true for me. I'd have them, I'd dream them, I'd say them, but I wouldn't actually write it down and tape it on the door or the mirror. So that's what I'm doing right now, all over my house.
Well, I really think that works. Good. Okay, let's go to Listening for Success. Boy, this book is something. I think it's worth it to give people for as a gift for sponsoring or something. It's a good time for them to start using it, even if they only read what is this? Is it preface? Why read this book before chapter one? Okay, so chapter one we were going to cover today, and it's called the Yearning. And so what are people yearning for? They're yearning to be listened to. They want to be somebody to really get to know them. They don't want somebody just sitting there listening. They want to know that somebody really cares and somebody really understands. And then when somebody cares and they understand, then they see something that is really special about them. And that is our job. When we're calling in depth, when we're calling people and getting acquainted, if we are really good listeners, we are going to be finding something special about every person we listen to. And there's something special about everybody. And all we have to do is sometimes you have to sort of push things out of the way to get down and find out. And sometimes I find myself, yeah, but what about this that you have done? You told me you had done this. But you are good at that. And by the time, who was it earlier said, the person said they felt really good. I thought that was that Jean?
Tawny. Uh-huh.
So I know that Tawny is a really good listener because she got that person, she got to the point where she could say things that made that person feel good about themselves. And boy, that person is always going to want to hear the phone ring and know that it's Tawny on there. And we want that's the kind of person that we want to be. Okay, a couple of minutes, very short minutes. If you have something else in Chapter 1, that kind of clicked with you, what might it be? Anyone who found something that clicked, please speak up now.
I like the part on page 8 where, and it's about mid-page, it says, you get what you want from others when you help them get what they want. And it just says right above, what they want is someone to listen to them. So it's just that it clicked with me that I need to focus on listening and listening better and continually learning more about listening. So,
okay, great, Mary. Yeah, that is really true. That's a good point to bring up. And that is a big part about working smarter, isn't it, as we learn how to listen. The thing that I thought of as I realized as I was reading about people wanting somebody to listen to them is, that's the reason a lot of people want to be a sales leader, and silver is the first sales leader position. Because people will listen to you more when you have reached silver, because it's such an important big step. When you get to be silver, when you go to the expo, people are looking forward to hearing you speak on the stage. And kid you not, it's like our favorite part of the whole expo, is to hear those new silvers, see what they've overcome, see what they have learned, and we are so excited for them because it is a big step. And so now you will be listened to when you make silver, a lot more than when you're not. So that's an important thing to coach with. Okay, we talked about the mindset of working smarter, having that mindset, because if you have, I think I covered that already, so I'm not going to cover it again. Want you to know, all of you out there, whether you're running for silver or you're getting ready to run for silver, that we, as your leaders, look forward to having a bunch of little short emails that report, I sponsored somebody. And just, I did it. I've got a new distributor. Now I have this many. And have it be short, a couple of liners, and we will love it, won't we?
Absolutely. Fill our email box with those short ones.
Right. Emphasis on the short, but we love having them. Right. It's not like we're too busy to hear good news.
No, we love to hear it.
Okay. Mary Lou and Mary, anything else? Or any of you who are on here ready to run, tell us what is going to keep you, have your tiger in your tank be full and excited this week.
Well, the one thing, Ruth, that I, and I can't remember, maybe it was Mary, I can't remember who said it, but, you know, just remembering, I always have to, I always remind myself, because I can get kind of too excited when I talk to people, remember that this is such a huge gift that we have to offer people. Before I even talk to them and listen to them, before I start answering those questions, just remember, you know, that's your tiger by the tail. You have this awesome, awesome gift. Look at the lives you can change. So that helps me a lot.
All right. And I know that that's what makes a difference. That's what makes a difference when we're talking to them. We just got this little smile on your face like this. Cat that just ate the canary. I don't know if that's a popular statement anymore. That's what we used to say. I don't know if that's popular, but that's it. Anyway, you got a little secret, and just they're just going to have to ask if they want to know. Okay, Mary Bernard?
I would like to just, is Blanche still on? Are you on, Blanche?
Yes, I am.
Blanche and Jay have been a real inspiration to me. And Blanche, I'd just like you to just share a few words about how you checked Nikan out before you made a decision and how you kind of got started on your own within a matter of hours.
Jay introduced Nikan to me, I believe it was early part of March of this year. He said, check out the website, it's Nikan.com. So I went on there, I looked, and I said, these are pretty good products. And I went above and beyond the website. I Googled, Nikan reviews, Nikan plan, Nikan scam, Nikan everything, because I wanted to know everything about the company. And, one thing that I found out is that everybody has something to say about anything. If you typed in any other MLM company, it's the same people saying the same thing. But I think what really worked for me was, a product experience, having carpal tunnel and, my son having breathing problems. Jay was kind enough to loan his products to me. And, in a matter of, I think it was an hour, my hand, I could just stay on the computer for hours and hours on end and not have to, shake off, my hand every 30 minutes. So that really did it for me. And, I said, Jay, I'm ready. Let's do it. So there was no selling. There was nothing. I made a decision for myself you know what, I want to partner up with this company. And I believe that, you know, people are going to like and going to love these products once they know what these products can do.
All right. Thanks, Blanche. That's really good that you realize that. I don't know that I would send everybody just to look at everything they can find about NECAM, because they wouldn't have this. There's too many that would say, oh, well, somebody said something bad.
Uh-huh.
But when you have somebody who realizes that, that's going to be true of anybody and realize the value of what we have.
Yes.
Can I ask Blanche what her background is? I know, but I would like everybody else to hear it as well.
I was in the mortgage industry for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Became very successful, made a lot of money, but, you know, as we all know, the mortgage industry is not doing very well right now, and, you know, having worked with Jay for a long time, you know, I trusted him. I knew that if he was onto something, I'll be there, too.
Great.
And Blanche, do not be afraid to say how much money you averaged a year.
Right now?
Well,
she made over $1 million a year. Her and I were really fortunate and worked hard, but Blanche actually made more money than I did.
Okay, guys, our time's up. This has been a great call. I am happy to have so many people who are running for silver, and it's just about the right number for us to be able to handle here, and I'm excited for the ones who are on here listening, getting ready to run in the next month. So let's see how many success stories we can get in the email this week, you guys. Go out and let's get it done. Have a great day. Great evening.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth.
Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.